Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. I'm recording this on Father's Day, and a great reason to play some John Coltrane and Ravi Coltrane to start off today's show. So we're going to begin with John Coltrane, a 1959 recording, Giant Steps. We're going to hear Cousin Mary.
Thank you.
from perhaps the greatest father and son pair in modern jazz music, John Coltrane and Ravi Coltrane. Of course, John Coltrane died tragically young. Ravi Coltrane was only about 5 years old at the time, so they never did get a chance to play together. But it was great hearing the great John Coltrane from a 1959 release, Giant Steps. We heard Cousin Mary, and that was followed by Ravi Coltrane, his son, and from the album Blending Times, 2009 release. And we heard Shine, both great artists in their own right, for sure. Another great father and son pair that we're featuring here in this edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond for Father's Day is Joshua Redman and Dewey Redman. And they got a chance to record together a 1992 release, African Venus, a Dewey Redman album featuring his son, Joshua Redman. Joshua Redman has said many times in interviews that his father was pretty much absent from his life most of the time, but always respected and revered Dewey Redman's playing. So we're going to hear the track, the Ornette Coleman composition, The Turnaround, featuring Joshua Redman and Dewey Redman.
Thank you.
The intensity of Jackie McLean on that album New York Calling, a 1974 release. Jackie McLean, of course, the great alto sax player, and his son, Rene McLean, on tenor sax on that one. Name of the track was Some Other Time. And we are doing a father-son, daughter-son special here on Father's Day. And one of the great families of modern jazz that play together quite often is the Whitfield family, the great Mark Whitfield, the guitarist, as well as his son, Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums, and on piano, Davis Whitfield. They did an album together entitled Grace, and we're going to hear from that. This is Afro Samurai. Thank you.
If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the skies. If I should lose you, the leaves would wither and die. The birds in Maytime would sing a mournful refrain. Thank you. would wither and die. The birds in Maytime would sing a mournful refrain, and I would wander around, hating the sound of the rain, with you beside me. No wind in winter would blow, with you beside me. The rose would bloom in the snow. Gave you my love, but I was living a dream, and living would seem in vain if I lost you. I was living a dream, and living would seem in vain.
Ah, yes, a nice set of families playing music together here on Father's Day. We heard from Champion Fulton was the last track you heard, a very talented singer and pianist, and her latest album is entitled Birdsong, a nod to the great Charlie Parker. And that was If I Should Lose You, and along with Champion Fulton on vocals and piano is her father, Stephen Fulton, a fine trumpet player as well. And Scott Hamilton is on that track playing a great tenor saxophone. Before that, we heard from Bebo Valdez and Chucho Valdez, father and son duet. The album is Juntos para Siempre, and we heard Descargas Valdez. All right, and we started that set out with Mark Whitfield from the album Grace. It's Mark Whitfield on guitar, along with his two sons, Davis Whitfield on piano, and Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums, both fine players as well. And we are going to wrap up another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to finish up with a Hartford icon, Steve Davis, and his son Tony Davis. Tony Davis recently released an album entitled Golden Years. This is his first recording, and it also features his father, the great Steve Davis. We are going to hear Braeburn from Tony Davis. Thanks for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Tune in next week for another edition.